Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 14th. The Bureau of Land Management held its quarterly oil and gas leasing sale yesterday. The 7,847 acres of public land that were sold for leasing represent a small portion of the original 224,000 acres that were up for sale. According to the Denver Post, most of the leases sold are in western Colorado and collected $981,143 in rent and fees. That money will be split between the federal government and the state of Colorado. Back in September, the BLM originally offered 224,341 acres in its sale. But protests by Governor John Hickenlooper, U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, and local governments and residents in the North Fork Valley forced the BLM to scale back its original sale. The main complaint from those parties is that the BLM made the sale offers without completing its resource management plan for the area. Concerns about the impacts of drilling on wildlife habitat, tourism, and agriculture were also raised. BLM officials have said that the oil and gas leases removed from yesterday's sale might still be offered for purchase in a later sale. Several groups, including representatives of 24 outdoor businesses in Colorado, are opposing President Trump's streamlining of regulations and procedures that allows for expedited leasing and drilling. The nation's top water official is giving seven western states a deadline to finish deals that would keep Colorado River reservoirs from dropping to extremely low levels. Luke Runyon has more from Las Vegas.
During the annual meeting of water managers at Caesars Palace, the message from Brenda Berman was simple. Finish these deals before the federal government is forced to step in. Berman is head of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation.
We are teetering on the brink of a shortage today, and we see real risk of rapid declines in reservoir elevations.
More than 40 million people rely on water from the Colorado River. Berman set a deadline of January 31st to get the deals done. Arizona has struggled the most with which water users would see cutbacks first, by how much, and under what conditions. A final deal will require federal legislation and approval by Arizona's legislature. I'm Luke Runyon.
The 2018 Farm Bill passed in the Senate this week, and if it becomes law, hemp farmers in western Colorado stand to benefit. According to the Montrose Daily Press, a provision in the new Farm Bill would remove industrial hemp from the Controlled Substances Act, a move that would severely loosen the regulatory load on farmers who are trying to get into the burgeoning industrial hemp business. Like its plant relative, marijuana, hemp has been listed by the federal government as a controlled substance. Farmers have had a difficult time obtaining federal loans for their businesses, and have also been restricted from getting federal crop insurance, even though hemp is legal in Colorado. Hemp farmers have also encountered problems with their taxes because accountants are reluctant to do work involving a Schedule I drug. Further, hemp farmers are often denied rental agreements because landlords who have a federal loan cannot work with them. Some of Colorado's congressional delegation, including Democrat Michael Bennett, and Republicans Cory Gardner and Scott Tipton were all in favor of the new farm bill. The $867 billion omnibus bill had many provisions, which has now passed both houses of Congress and will become law if President Trump signs it. State Senator Don Corum, Republican from Montrose, is also heavily involved with the hemp industry, both as an entrepreneur and as a lawmaker. He told the Montrose Daily Press, quote, "The one who got it across the line for us was Scott Tipton," unquote. Other members of Colorado's congressional delegation, including Ken Buck, Doug Lamborn, and Mike Kaufman, voted against the farm bill. Some industry analysts say that the side of the industrial hemp industry that produces CBD oils is projected to grow by $2.8 billion in the year 2020. Colorado has allowed industrial hemp since voters approved Amendment 64 in 2012. The Colorado Department of Agriculture said that the number of registered hemp growers in the state has doubled this year, and that the number of acres of hemp planted in 2018 was more than twice the acreage planted in 2017. January 8th is Inauguration Day for incoming Governor Jared Polis, who is still in the process of transitioning to his administration and replacing two-term Democrat John Hickenlooper. A large party is being planned for the governor-elect on his Inauguration Day, with some events free to the public and others costing a high price of admission. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The public won't need tickets to watch Polis take the oath of office at 11 a.m. on January 8th. There will be a viewing area near the western steps of the state capitol. But if you want to celebrate with the new governor at the inaugural ball, the price of admission is $75. The evening celebration at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science will feature a band and access to the museum's exhibits. A discount is being offered to students and members of the military. I'm Scott Franz.
And finally, after 21 years of service, Undersheriff Adam Murdy is leaving the Montrose County Sheriff's Office, effective today. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Murdy ran for the job of Sheriff of Montrose County after Rick Dunlap announced he will be stepping down in January. Murdy ran for the sheriff post, but lost by a handful of votes in the primary election against Gene Lillard. Murdy told the Daily Press that his decision to leave is a personal choice. He has not announced what he plans to do next, but he said he envisions remaining in law enforcement. Murdy began his law enforcement career as a reserve deputy in Gunnison County. He then came to Montrose, where he worked in the jail. When that facility moved to the Justice Center, he transitioned to patrol, and from there served on the Drug Task Force before becoming a patrol sergeant, than a professional standards sergeant. Murdy was appointed undersheriff in 2012. As undersheriff, Murdy was responsible for overseeing jail operations, preparing a balanced budget, and managing nearly 100 employees. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 14th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.